Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Metal Children.
And I said, hey, boy, sitting in your tree, calm down, is there room for me?
Just straighten up your tie, get down from your tree house in the sky. I want to know just what I do. Here's a fairy tale, it's a room for two. I got a house with windows and doors. I'll show you my, show me yours.
I'm the wolf today.
I'll puff, I'll blow you away.
You really took my solo there, huh?
Sorry. God, that's a good song.
It was. You know what I hate? Remember when people would be like, if like, say you're singing a song and someone's like, who sings that again? And then they're like, Kelly Clarkson. And they're like, yeah, let's keep it that way.
Oh my God. No one ever said that to me.
Oh, I feel like my dad used to say it to me all the time.
Okay, dad with the like kind of, that's passive aggressive. That's rough to hear.
My shade skills in a very, it was a harsh lesson.
Gosh, yeah.
But much like the Karate Kid, I take my lessons and I adapt them in Absolutely. Everyday society.
Sometimes when I started singing, my brother would just be like, please no. Can we just enjoy Kelly Clarkson?
My younger brother would just be like, you sound so bad. You sound bad. I'm not kidding. You know that you actually sound bad.
It's abuse.
Yeah, feels good.
It's a form of abuse. Feels good. Nice to remember.
How's Jesse?
Thank you for asking. Jesse's good. Jesse's good. I'm getting ready to go on my family beach trip.
Oh, no.
Bonjour. Yeah.
I thought we talked about this.
You did?
In the sense of you shouldn't go.
Right.
Is Tim going?
Tim's going.
Okay.
So actually, it'll be fine.
It'll be good. Are you going to get the best room?
I am not there. I am showing up, I think, last. So no. So it is going to be unfortunate for that reason alone. But it is going to be good, I think. And it's going to be...
How long?
Well, I'm getting there late, so it'll only be like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, that's good.
Not bad.
That's good.
And I'm hoping I'll get there. Everyone, normally the big fights happen at the beginning. So I'm like, I'm actually coming in like, oh, hey, you know.
That'll be fun. Where are you going? What beach?
Rehoboth.
Okay.
It's in Delaware.
I know where it is.
You know
what do I look like?
Everybody knows.
Rehoboth.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what my nickname was in high school.
Yeah, she's Rehoboth. All right, she's down there, eagles and all.
Eagles are the worst bird.
They're so aggressive down there too. If you have a French fry, no, you don't. A seagull has your fry.
Seagull, I would rather deal with domestic terrorists.
Seagulls, dare I say, the rats of the sky.
Truly. Just truly. Little punks.
Like, aggressive. They really only see food and everyone else is an obstacle. And that's it. And they make those sounds. It's like,
yeah, they do make those sounds.
Whoa, yeah. It's just, you can't be screaming for help at all times.
And yet, some of us still do.
I know.
And no one answers.
Oh, how are you?
Good.
Good?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Wow, okay, I believe you.
Well, I'm like trying to think. There's like, you know, nothing too exciting.
Nothing exciting happening over there.
Nah.
It's a bummer.
It's a bit of a bummer.
You know, sometimes it's like, you got to spice up your life. You got
to... Well, actually, that's not 100% true because I did just book a trip to Spain.
Oh, my God.
Well, because here's the thing. I wasn't going to go.
Well, to what?
My friend's birthday.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, I'm not going to go because... I wasn't sure. I like was waiting to hear from this festival in July. There was a whole things happening in July. And I was like, I'm not gonna pull the trigger. And then this morning I was like, I would have heard if I got in.
Yeah.
It's like time to pull the thing. So it's not like a super long trip, but it'll be a fun little.
I love that.
Respite.
I'm obsessed with that.
A fun little, some might say Spanish beach weekend.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's like really glorious and kind of exotic. And it's like, okay, good for you.
Yeah. So that's good.
I love that.
I'm trying to think what else is going on. You mean, nothing.
Okay. Yeah.
Vanderpump just,
I know.
Oh, it's too much. I can't handle it.
It is too much. I'm glad it's over.
I'm glad it's over. Cause you know? It was like,
A lot,
some might say. I couldn't breathe.
And disturbing. Do you think she's a sociopath? A sociopath?
I mean, by the end of the reunion, I was just like, oh God, she's just so dumb. And she just like was tricked. I don't know. I feel...
Interesting.
I feel like it's like when a serial killer is going to death row and I'm like... Ugh. Listen, I know you deserved it. I know you deserved it. But right now, I feel like you could trick me into slipping you a key to those handcuffs.
Yeah.
You know, what can I say? I'm an empath.
You really are. And it's knowing that, you know, the thing is everyone makes mistakes. It was just many, many mistakes in a row. And I think the thing for me is I was just stunned with how stone cold shut off. Like,
so I heard some... theories that she was medicated heavily and it kind of like at the reunion. And I'm like, that tracks because she sits there taking what I would call a verbal murder.
I know.
There was so, I was like, I mean, the things that Ariana was saying, I was like, oh my God. Like, I hope my dead dog haunts you. I know that you love Harry Potter, so I want you to know that you are a Dementor.
Right.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
It was a lot.
It's also like, they're not in love with each other. Because, say, even if, let alone someone I would be in love with, but someone that
aren't
I love.
Aren't they already broken up?
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, if, say, we were there. Say you were Raquel, and I was and I was your friend.
Thank you.
There. Like... And I loved you still. I'm like,
thank you.
Tom Sandoval should have escorted her from the building.
Yeah.
Like, if I was her, there's not enough money
or
consequences.
No.
To my, like, I would not ever, I would go to jail for 90 days for breaking my contract before I would enter that room.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I'm going in there. I don't know. If I just don't understand because it's like what's the plan? I don't even know if they're, then it's like, what's the game plan? What are you going in there? Are you going to apologize? It's like, I don't know, but
It's like, yeah, we don't need to.
It was a lot.
She's just dumb, I think. And it's, you know, you could never be seen again. That's how I would
think.
I mean, if I were her, you would never see me again. Nobody would. I would be living off the land under a different name. Like, literally.
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely, it's very, I think it's just either she has to grow up and understand. Like, it's just wild to me to be like, I didn't realize my actions had repercussions. I'm like,
well,
what?
She's also, it's not like she's 16. She's,
that's what I,
28.
Like, it's just wild to say something like that, you know?
I'm like, did you really, like, it does seem though, like she did not think that any kind of repercussions would happen.
It's kind of like she thought she was an actress in a show.
That's when Lisa was like, this isn't a pageant. Like,
yeah. And everyone would be like, that was really great acting. That was a really great character choice.
I would be like, okay, let's take it down. That's, no one is that maniacal as a character.
That's the thing. It feels fake. It's like, I get you're trying to be the villain this season, but.
And I'd be like, why is Schwartz in the mix on this? This is nonsense, you guys. We need to get back to.
And then she's like, I really did want to kiss him and I liked him. It's like, girl, pick a lane.
Like, no, you didn't.
Pick a lane. Everyone's like, that's a great way to throw people off the path.
And then for her,
a bit.
For her to be like, Lala, you said you were a mistress in that moment. I was like, that was like the only touching moment that Lala has ever had with her.
I know. And even just before that, when she'd be like, you guys didn't, she was like, it wasn't my best friend. So the difference is pretty big. Do you see it?
I don't think she does.
It just makes you scared. It makes you scared. I think that's why everyone grab it, because it's so scary.
Because you can't trust anyone, apparently.
I mean, like, in that situation, it's like, yeah, who has your back?
I mean, I think that we're fortunate enough to have trust issues already. So we would fortunate. See something like that, I think.
Yeah.
Or not I even think. See, because I would be losing my mind at the things that Tom and her were doing in front of me, even if I had no knowledge that they were sleeping together, you know?
It's so funny because when I was young, like in my early 20s, I had a best friend who was like, there was a guy that I was like interested in and kind of like, what's happening? And then she was like, well, first we all worked together. And first she told me that she asked him to rank all the girls and I wasn't in the top three. And I was like, okay, which that's a good friend.
Wait, you worked together?
Yeah, we all worked together.
How old were you?
Like 21, 22.
Wait, and she said, I asked him to rank all the girls here, and just so you know, you're not in the top?
You know how it's like, you start to realize somebody's trying to, it's almost like Ariana, where she's like, I don't know, do you even like him still? Like, it was like, she was trying to be like, so maybe, and I was like, okay, well, I think that's weird, and I'm not worried about it, because.
Did she know you liked him?
Yeah, so then, after like a few days, then she was like, how would you feel about me pursuing him? And I said, I would be.
Like, oh, I feel like, good about it.
I was like,
dumb
actually,
bitch.
And I was like, thank you so much for asking. I would feel really bad and betrayed because I've told you all this stuff and blah, blah. And then she was like,
and I'd fully kick your ass.
No. And then she was like, well, I wasn't really asking permission. Like, she was like, I'm sort of telling you that's what I'm going to do. And I said, oh, okay.
So you're a bitch. Okay. You're a terrible person.
But then the worst thing is, so I went home that weekend to my parents and just collapsed. I said, the worst has happened to me. The guy I like and my best friend are to hook up. And I came back and I forgave her. And then she did something bad after that. And then I said, okay, but. And actually, I wasn't, this is, I look at patterns in my life and I wasn't even the one who was like, you're a bad friend. I kept being like, I forgive you. It's okay. You didn't mean it, but it was really bad. And like, so, and that, you know.
Yeah, that's.
Some people pick other things over friendship. Some people pick themselves over other people. You know, some people, you never
that,
know.
Yes, it is true, obviously. But I don't know. I guess. If someone did that to me, if my, if like my best gay friend, Andrew, I know you're listening, you little bitch. So listen up.
Listen close.
If he knew I liked someone and then he said,
can you imagine? And you had been confiding in them, like telling them, like I had been telling her what was happening.
I can tell you that nothing would happen between them because it's illegal to hook up with a dead body, and his body would be
dead.
Dead, buried, wrapped in chicken coop wire,
absolutely,
thrown into the Atlantic Ocean, and have enough little space so the fish can still get it and eat him, so there's no fucking evidence of his lying, betraying ass.
Absolutely. That's when I go, I really had low self-worth, because I was like, that's okay. Like, it was very sad, Jesse Tales. But have I had a friend do that? Absolutely.
So rude.
So rude. And then you go, I guess they never really loved me.
They just love themselves.
I know.
Too much. Too much.
Too much.
Or they don't love themselves. And they are desperate for someone to love
them. It's, yeah. So I get it. I get it.
I don't get it, but okay.
I mean, I don't get it, but I understand. I trust my friends so much. That it's like, I'd be like Sheena, that I'm like, I slept in the same bed. Like,
yeah, I don't think.
Oh,
with my actual like close friends, I don't. Yeah, I would never think. I would never even stop and think that, that is something that would happen.
I feel like that's the most pain that Ariana's going through, is like, when you trust a friend and that happens, the guy, you're like, fuck him. Like,
yeah,
what a.
Creep. You expect guys to lie to you,
but you do not expect
your best friend.
You don't.
But I'm also like, they weren't friends that long.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's hopefully the silver lining.
And I also would never implicitly trust someone 10 years younger than me like that.
That's, yeah, a good age difference is, a lot can happen in 10 years. Mentally.
Well, it's the age, I think, not the difference.
Yeah.
Like, I think when they met, Raquel was still like 26. I'm like, that's a dicey age.
That brain has barely fully formed.
And hers, I don't think ever.
I don't know if it did fully. I think that, and who knows? I think that she's really grappling. I don't know what's happening. Yeah. I hope that she is getting.
I think she's still institutionalized.
I didn't know she was institutionalized.
Well, like by herself. I think she like checked herself in, but I think she's been checked in now for quite some time.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I don't know. It's very sad. It's very hard and very sad. And I don't know. It's all you guys out there. I see a middle child would never.
Well, depending.
Wow. To me, I'm like, no, that's a youngest.
Otis is like freaking out because he can hear like sawing going on outside.
Oh, wow. So who's sawing? Excuse me.
The neighbor.
Oh. What are you sawing? Oh, that wood looks so hard to cut.
No, he's...
Okay.
No.
Never know. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Should we do a Hallmark?
I think we should. I think now's the time after a dip and now whip
a lift.
Back up. A lift. Let's lift it back up. We haven't done a Hallmark in a while, I don't think. Or we did it just last week. I don't remember. How about that?
I think we did it for the page.
That's what it was. Yeah. My memory, anyhow, tomato, tomato. The point is, let's jump into to a world that doesn't even exist, really.
A good world.
Our hearts and our minds. Yeah.
Where there's not wildfire smoke and cheaters.
Oh.
Except for us.
Yeah.
The Hallmark Movie.
Do you have an idea or?
I could. I really could.
Okay. Do you want to?
I could try. Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay. Buckle up. Picture this. Wow. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I am. Is this a mistake? I can't say. You can tell me no.
I'm nervous.
I'm also nervous.
Is this going to be about seagulls?
No, it was going to be, although our bird Hallmark is really untouchable. Chicken, I believe it was. Okay. A high-powered reality TV producer.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Is clacking down the Bravo network hallways. People are calling out, incredible finale. I can't believe that happened. Who came up with, was that real? What a plot twist. And you and I are like, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We go into our office. We close the door and we say, I feel great and I feel guilty at the same time.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like having no soul takes its toll on you?
You know, last night after the wrap party and we had to do all the drop-offs to the hospitals, you know, to check everybody in, I said, is this God's work or the devil?
Or the devil.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, it's a lot to take in. And I feel like you and I, as we sit here, you know, and we contemplate what's next, because people are expecting the next scandal, the next
big thing. These people, there's no satiating them.
And I just don't know if this is the type of reality I want to live in.
It's becoming a reality almost all the time for me. Like, for example, I hit a waiter yesterday.
With your
I smacked him
physically
in the face.
Oh.
He said to me, we don't have any more bread. And I smacked him in the face. And I thought immediately, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That's how I'm used to dealing with situations. Sure. You remember, I choked you for how long the other day?
It was our longest choke. I would say it was one minute, 10 seconds.
And I wasn't even upset with you at the time.
No, I don't think you were. I think it was the fly in the room. And you said, if I could get that fly and just go like that. And I said, I get it. And, you know, I was tapping. Yeah. That was the part that I felt like you were missing, was my tapping.
Yeah. Well,
but
I have silicone in my shoulders.
Oh, you got the permanent shoulder pad implants?
I did.
My dream surgery. My actual dream surgery. When I can afford it, if we can get the, you know, something running, that's all I want.
It's cheaper than you'd think.
It really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really exciting. So I just want to say something to you, and I will ask that I'm going to stand with a desk between us just in case for the time being.
Okay. You dumb bitch.
Yeah. I got a call yesterday during the middle of the hoopla and the finale, blah, 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 blah. And it was from Cynthia. So I hung up immediately. She called back. She was like, I really need to talk. She said, there's this town that's actually like going under, which I didn't know a town could do.
The
towns really was run on this company of fabrics. It's a fabric company. Have you ever heard of Old Fabrics? In New Hampshire?
No, but I'm not a big fashion guy. I work with sequins.
Right. And the shoulder pads.
And shoulder pads. I don't work in old fabrics. I work in what's next.
Okay. Got it. That's more just like a name and not like, it's not necessarily all vintage fabrics. But
no, I know. What next is a millennial owned fabric company in the Big Apple that we actually shut down a lot of small fabric places around so that we could create our own glamorous clothes for the ladies of Selling Sunset, what have you.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, so anyhow, this town in New Hampshire, Old Fabrics, named after the company, the store, is because of, I think, a lot of the bigger fabric stores coming about, they're having trouble. And so the whole town is suffering. And Cynthia said, I know that you really hate any kind of charity, good or anything like that. And I said, yeah, you know that. And I said, if I were near you, I'd strangle the shit out of you. And I'd make you pretend to see stars, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm not talking reality stars. Okay. And she said, okay, but this town, this man called her and really gave her a plea saying, if we could just get some media attention, it could help maybe save the town. And, you know, last night when I was having trouble sleeping, I was tossing and turning. I was just sort of thinking about it, as we're thinking about our next move. It's like,
what? So they want us to do what there?
Well,
bring a reality show?
Kind of. Because if we do a reality show about a town who's having trouble trying to save itself, that type of media coverage could then in turn actually help save the town.
True, true. I'm torn. I'm torn between my hatred of small towns.
Sure, sure.
And my current, I don't want to say existential crisis about whether I'm the devil or not. But I guess if we can ruin that town with a reality show, we can ruin any town. So I think it would be a good test of our conscience.
Okay. I was hoping
or what's left.
Fantastic. So I actually have a limo waiting outside.
Great. Should we let Cynthia out of the closet?
So quiet.
It is quiet.
Peaceful.
Yeah. Well, I filled it with gas so that if she...
Oh, well, then...
She has to wear the gas mask.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So then she can't talk.
Oh. That's why. I don't want to have a lawsuit. I can't deal with that. Not after yesterday.
Not another one.
Right. Okay. Open the closet.
Okay. And so...
I'm sorry. Cynthia says, thank you so much. I needed that time out. And we say, back to work.
That's so sad. Okay, so we're in the limo.
Right.
We're driving. Suddenly we see, where are we? In New Hampshire. And we see a big tattered flag.
Oh.
And it looks like a bunch of different fabrics.
Oh, wow.
Sewn together.
Nice. Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that ugly thing? Yeah. And you're like, it's the town flag of town old flag. Fabric.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, God. And then we pull down the main street.
Right.
And it's cute, surprisingly. I'm like, wow, old fabric is a cute little...
Yeah, such a cute little town.
Town. And there is fashion.
Yes, there really is.
And we see people walking. I'm like, okay. I see a woman with shoulder pads. I'm like, maybe this isn't going to be as bad as I thought it was going
to be. Yeah. I see a cape or two.
I see a cape. I love that.
Me too.
We get out and I'm like, so what? We've done this a million times. So let's start exploring, meeting people.
Let's roll the cameras. Cameras are up.
And like, you know, Andy Cohen goes to very high-end salons in the town. And he says, who runs this town?
Right. A salon would know.
And so I'm like, we have to find
a
salon. Walk up and down. No salon.
What?
There's no salon. No place to get your hair done. And I say, where does everyone get their hair done here? And they're like, well, there's a barber shop. He cuts everyone's hair. I'm like, women?
Right.
And they're like, yeah. And I was like, we don't want to talk to his ass.
I don't want to know what's happening there.
And so then I'm like, let's get a bite.
Let's get a bite to eat. Let's kind of de-stress and unwrap, you know?
And I see we're standing in front of a diner.
Ugh.
It's a cute little diner. Well kept.
Ugh. Ooh.
You know, it's nothing fancy, but it's clean.
I love that.
Very well kept, you know?
Yeah.
And so we sit at the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking, there's pies, there's cakes. And then... I'm kind of taken aback because behind the counter, the gentleman turns around, says, may I help you? And I wasn't expecting such a almost storybook hero looking person.
Wow.
To live in this town.
Why would you?
And work at the diner. And the thing is, I say, what kind of pie? And he's like, apple. But he's holding the pie in a way that his arms are really...
bulging.
I'm like, wow, he must lift a lot of
apples
because damn. And I'm looking up at the ceiling because I'm like, these ceilings are remarkably high for a small town diner, because this man is standing at like, I don't want to say 6'4", I don't want to say 6'1", but it seems maybe like between those
6'2.5-ish.
Yeah, like a 6'2 or a 6'3.
Wow, so tall.
Tall, especially for a small town.
Damn, yeah. Small town, tall town, you know what I mean?
And so I say, let me get a slice of apple pie.
Wow, how homey of you.
Okay, and he brings the apple pie and I look at you and I wink. Okay. And I say, this isn't what I ordered. I said the chocolate cream. And he says, oh, okay, I'm so sorry. I could have sworn I heard apple.
Wow.
And he goes, you can keep that. Keep that. I'll get you the chocolate cream. And I'm like, okay. He brings the chocolate cream. I go, what is wrong with you? I did not order the chocolate cream. I ordered the coconut cream. And I wink at you again. Oh, and he's like, okay. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'll get you the coconut cream. You can keep the chocolate cream. At this point, you're demolishing the apple.
That sounds like me.
And he brings me a
coconut cream.
And I'm like, what? I didn't order this. Okay, we go. It's a montage. And then it cuts to, I have like 9 different pieces of pie.
Yeah.
And finally, I'm like, oh my God, at what point are you going to start? Are you going to break and throw this piece of pie in my face?
Yeah.
And he's like, excuse me? And I'm like, oh, we're trying to find people who are dramatic, okay?
Yeah.
We're trying to bring this town back. I was seeing if I could set you off. You're so handsome. And I just thought you would be great for TV.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I don't really watch reality TV, except for RuPaul's Drag Race. And I'm like, oh.
Oh.
And he's like, well, perks. I like to have it in the background when I'm baking. And I'm like, that's, oh God, okay. And so then I forgot, because for a second, I almost felt like a human being again and not, I felt like I was part of the story.
Right.
And not just watching it from the outside.
The narrator.
But I had to pull myself back. And so I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to make good TV. And then at that moment, another man walks into the diner and he looks exactly like this man.
Wow.
And I look at you and we look at each other and
I say, is there something in the water?
And he goes, oh, no, that's my twin brother.
Ugh.
And I'm like, what are your names?
Yeah. What even are your names then?
And he's like, I'm Leonard. And this is my brother.
Leo. Mm.
And I'm like, isn't Leo short for Leonard? And he's like, no.
Famously, no.
Like, that's why I have to go by Leonard, because my parents were terrible. And I'm like, and he introduces, okay, and we're talking to Leo. Leo is a furniture maker.
Oh, God, help us all.
And he owns the furniture store right across the street. And Leonard owns the diner. And I say, you work at the diner you own? And he's like, yeah, it's, you know, small town, whatever. And then I go, do you mind if I talk to my associate for a second?
Do you mind if we take 5? Do you mind waiting outside?
And I'm like, I am so full of sugar. I'm going to die. But also, I think we've been thinking about this all wrong.
All wrong.
We've been thinking dramatic, dramatic, dramatic. But you know what the number one watched TV show is on television?
Property 90 Day Brothers. Fiancé. Oh, okay.
90 Day Fiancé, TLC.
Oh. Okay?
Yes, there's drama, but the forefront is love.
Got it.
I say we make a show about these two small town boys.
Yes.
In some capacity.
In some capacity. It's all in the family. It's a small town family. It's family values in a small town. It's twins to wins, you know?
Yeah.
It's here we go and we're off and we're rolling. And I can't imagine when the executives found the Property Brothers and what they thought, jackpot baby. And I hate to say it, but we just hit a jackpot baby.
Totally. And as we all know, the Property Brothers were designed in a lab and brought out when they were 27.
Right. What a scientist. And that's my hat's off to science on that one. You know, Zooey Deschanel, good for her.
Disgusting, really. And so we okay. I'm like, let's talk. So montage. We're talking to them. We're getting to know them. Okay. I'm like, you need to go with him and convince him, because he's the one that seems like he doesn't want to be. The K1's going to do it. No problem. We split off. Things are going well. We're having fun. We're giggling. We're maintaining a professional distance.
Of course.
But, you know, things.
Yeah.
Finally, we cut to the sun is coming up. We're watching the sun come up with them in different locations. I'm like, oh my God, we've been talking all night about your fascinating life.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know. And I feel like I don't know much about you. And I'm like, and that's how this relationship really works, because I'm a producer. And he's like, I'd love to get to know you. And I'm like, we don't have time like that. And so I meet up with you. I'm like, did you get a signature? You're like, of course I got the signature.
Of course I got the signature in we my get, sleep.
A couple of camera guys out, but it's a small thing. We're just going to make a pilot because we want to pitch this, you know.
And I talked to Leonard. I say to Leonard, who's in the middle of cooking in the kitchen, I say, I think it would be great for the pilot if we could get you on a date. I said, maybe you could date, you know. Oh, you know, a fabric town. I say there's got to be, you know, a flame in here or there that you could bring in here and kind of have a little rendezvous with. And he said, can I pick anyone? I said, of course, pick anyone.
He's like, there's not really any, though.
Well, I say, we can source one in if you need. Like, what's your type, you know? And we're chatting, we're going through it. He's like, it's very Dan Levy, you know, it's very just kind of.
Think of Dan Levy, but like a little fatter.
Dan Levy, but biting sarcasm, really snippy, you know, a tart taste. And I go, okay.
Dan Levy, if he didn't grow up wealthy.
Yeah. Dan Levy, if he was scrappy as hell, because he had, you know, middle child kind of feel. And I'm like, okay, we're tossing around ideas. And I bring in this, you know, really kind of like almost, you know, that show on E! With the medium who's like this little blonde twink.
Yes.
Yeah. I bring in someone like that. I ask him to throw on a wig. But it's not working. And you are really like out of it. I'm like, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, this is just boring content. And I'm like, okay. I'm like trying to figure it out.
He thought that was funny.
Yeah, everyone's laughing except for me. And I pull
you. And the twink. The twink isn't laughing either.
No, the twink is like, how dare you? I came all the way from LA for this.
And I'm like, shut the fuck up or you're going to be sent back to LA in a box. And then the other guy, Leonard, is laughing at that too.
He's laughing at that too. And I say, I think I have an idea.
Oh, someone calls CNN. She has an idea.
And I wink at the cameraman. Everyone laughs and they turn the cameras on you. And I say, it feels like there's a little bit of chemistry with my producer.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
You better stop talking to me because I'm about to shove this take down your gullet.
And Leonard starts laughing. I say, Leonard, stop laughing. I say, get your ass in the scene. Okay. And make it pop with romance. Pop. With romance. You know what I'm looking for.
I don't know who you're talking to.
I'm talking directly to you. There's no one else I'm making eye contact with.
I don't know how to make it pop with romance. I know how to make it pop with drama.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I didn't even think it through, okay? Dan Levy's got nothing on you. Slick your hair back.
He has a lot on me, and it's mostly money.
Okay, well, other than money and fame... And success and happiness, he's got nothing on you, okay? You are neck and neck. So get your ass in that kitchen. Shake what your mama gave you, okay? And make it pop off with laughter and fun, okay? Leonard's eating out of the palm of your hand.
And I'm like, how about you shut the fuck up and you go and do what your job and get over to that furniture store and start finding out what kind of woman he likes. And I'll worry about things on my side of the street.
Oh, okay. You wanna split it up like that?
Yeah, I do want to split it up like
that. Wow. I guess it's a split pilot then, isn't it? And everyone's like, uh-oh, are they, like, is this bad for the show? Are they fighting? And I say, you know what? How about you do your show and I'll do mine?
And I'm like, I don't know why you're getting so upset. This is how we usually film things. What did you think we were going to do? But you know what? If you're in such an attitude, then you can take that stinky little attitude and the lack of camera skills and go over there and make your own show. Good luck. The crew is with me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm taking audio. Good luck.
Good luck to you. We don't even have to talk over here. Look at this guy's abs.
Oh, okay.
And then I take the twink and I use him as a weapon and hit you with him.
Wow.
And I'm like, and you can take this sack of shit back to LA where you came from.
And he says, I'll have you know, I'm actually a very good amateur magician. And I say, shut the fuck up or I'll make you disappear. Jesus Christ. He was the best I could do last minute.
At least we can agree on something.
Yeah. So now it's a montage that we're out there, you know, with our twins, but there's a disconnect. Everyone's sad.
There's a disconnect. Everyone's sad. We're seeing that things aren't really working, you know?
No, I know.
And then we're trying to watch it back. I'm watching it back, but there's no sound.
Right.
You're listening back, but there's...
But I can't see anything.
And you're like, this is a podcast. What am I supposed to do with this? And so then but we also see you're growing closer to Leo. I'm growing closer to Leonard. We are actually staying with them now because we did leave the hotel room that we were sharing because we were fighting.
Yeah.
We get a call from Cynthia and I'm like, okay, I guess she tricks us into meeting.
Ugh.
And I'm like, ugh. And she's like, listen, we need a pilot ASAP as soon as possible because the network is demanding it. They need it. They need to see. And I'm like,
so I'm like, you and Cynthia, I talk. You I'm don't like, need to say ASAP and as soon as possible. Okay. We know.
She's like,
we know what it stands for. But now I know it.
Okay. Well, I guess you learned it since yesterday.
LOL. Okay. Laugh out loud.
LMAO. Laughing my ass off. Okay, TTY, I'll talk to you later, Cynthia.
Yeah, BRB. I'll be right back, all right?
C-U-N-T. Doesn't stand for anything. And then we hang up on her.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, we just need to get it together and make this sweet little pilot.
Exactly. I say, I'm sorry about what I said before.
Me too. Sorry. I'm just feeling a little enraged because I think I'm in love with the subject.
That's what I thought.
About yourself? Because everybody in town's been talking about how desperate you are for his affection.
Yeah, to be honest, we've been hooking up the whole time, me and Leo. What? But I could tell that you were really into Leonard, and I was trying to make that happen. I just didn't know how.
You've been hooking up the whole time.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I really just saw him and I had to go with him and pick out wood. And I'm not going to pick out wood with a man and not get laid. That is
your rule.
You can't ask me to do that.
I remember you had to move from when you lived above that Home Depot.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Every day I was late to work. It was like,
and
it
you
was
used to be like
much.
Laid to work again.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was good times.
It was funny. It was a good time. Yeah. I'm so much happier when I'm having sex.
Yeah, me too. And I've been screwing the brains out of that.
Have you?
Our owner. Oh, night, day, backwards and forwards. I wouldn't eat any of the pies. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Yeah,
that kitchen is not clean.
I said, this doesn't look like coconut.
Okay. Well, don't be a pervert. I wasn't poisoning the pies with my semen.
Oh.
I was just
having sex on top of it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry that I did that. I took it too
Jesus.
Far. I didn't know.
You should know.
Okay. Yeah. You would never, you know.
Why would I do that?
Soil a product like that. I don't know.
And sell it to who? The nice townspeople?
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Even I'm not that maniacal.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, a lot of the furniture have a little bit of me in it.
Oh my God. Why do you always do that?
I don't know. It's kind of like spreading my sperm. It's like that. It's like, but different. It's like spreading my, you know, I just feel like
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I don't want to talk about this. It's embarrassing.
It's despicable.
It's not my greatest quality. And
let's make this. Okay.
Okay.
So montage, we're making the show. It's cute. You know,
it's
a little
really cute.
Family dinners, talking to townspeople, diner people. It's very, feel good.
It's very move that bus. It's very TLC. Let's switch this town around.
Yeah.
Vibe. Yeah.
It's 19 kids and counting if it wasn't for all the perverted stuff.
Right. Right.
It's wholesome.
It's very wholesome.
And interspersed in this montage is us getting to know Leonard and Leo better, meeting townspeople. We're at group dinners with each other. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Then we cut to, we see the final product. Okay. We're watching it and it's at like a town hall and everyone in town is watching.
Yeah.
And they clap and they clap. And we get up on stage and we're like, so that is what we sent in. And, you know, once we get that green light, we'll be here for good or for a while making this. And, you know, it's very exciting. As we do it, you get a phone call.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, it's Cynthia. Can you talk?
Yeah. What's up?
And you put it on speaker.
Yeah. It's Cynthia. She's an idiot. Hey, Cynth, you're on speaker.
Hey, so I got some feedback from the higher ups. And I told them, did you send the wrong tape? What we got was like a very bizarre small town. I mean, what was the goal here? This is all coming from them, but they said nobody fought. There was no hitting.
Right.
That was the biggest issue, really.
Right. Well, the I'm going to take it off speaker. The drama kind of comes from
and you are on stage, so you're talking.
I go, because the town.
You know what it is that your phone was plugged into the system.
Oh.
Was plugged into the system to watch the thing. So it is Cynthia on FaceTime on the screen to the whole town.
Great.
Yeah.
I say, where's the tech guy? I don't know how to get it off, but Cynthia, it sounds like you're saying that the network was expecting more kind of reality when we were doing more small town.
They were looking for more Bravo, and we are kind of going into a more TLC kind of vibe.
That's perfectly put. That's exactly actually, yeah.
Yeah. And Cynthia, I would like to take this opportunity. Your face is blown up so big. I've never seen such large pores. You know, and I want to go swimming because your pores are reminding me of octagonal swimming pools.
Wow.
Dirty pools. Yeah. Anyway, just wanted to say, so they didn't like it. She says, no, they said, get your asses back here so that we can regroup. And there's a co-ed strip club that just opened downtown for people who are Republican. They want to do something down there. They think there's a show to be had.
That's definitely a good hook.
Listen, it sounds like it would be a good show, but
yeah,
let us think about it. And she's like, okay, they said you have to decide by tomorrow. If you're not back by tomorrow, then that's it. We hang up.
It's silence in the auditorium thing.
And that's when Leonard comes and he's like, I'd rather it be rejected because we're too good of people than have made it because we're something that we're not.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, and that's why I love fucking him at the diner.
God, he's really got a heart of gold.
And a big dick.
I can only imagine.
It takes a major BDE to be a hot bake girl, I'll tell you
Absolutely.
That. And Leo comes out and he's, you know, being very nice to you. And he's like, if I'm being honest, I didn't even want to be on TV. I just did it for you.
And I say, I just want to take a moment to say it means so much to me that you made my goals your goals and you put what you do and what you like to do aside for me. That is what love is.
And then I'm like, well, I guess we have to get back.
Yeah.
And so it cuts to the next day. It's a heartfelt goodbye. We get in the limo. So
sad. Yeah.
We're in the limo. He like rolls on the thing. He's like, there's champagne in the thing. And we're like, thank you.
Okay.
And we don't do anything. And he rolls down. He's like, your favorite food is in the console. And he opens it. It's fresh McDonald's. And we're like,
I'm not hungry.
And then we proceed to start eating the chicken nuggets. And then
numbing out. We don't even remember.
And then he rolls down the window. He's like, I have your cocaine here. And we're like, not even that sounds good. And then we yell at, look at each other and have a moment. And then at the same time, we're like, turn this limo around.
Yes.
And he's like, if I turn the limo around, I'll have to I can't drive you back and you'll be stuck there. And we say, and perfect. That's just fine.
Yeah. Right into the camera, you wink.
And we wink. Yeah. And then it goes with the wink my eye reopens. We are zooming in on my irises, the green of the hazel.
Beautiful.
And it turns into the trees. And it says 1 year later.
Oh my gosh.
You know what it is? It's the sun is rising.
Okay. Good morning.
And I'm opening the diner.
Oh my God.
Opening up. I'm like,
oh my God, you're singing. You're almost unrecognizable.
Cleaning. And then everybody's look kind of like, oh, they're not friends anymore. Oh. And then that's when the door, ding, ding, ding.
Right.
I'm like, I knew somebody would come for their morning breakfast pie. Yeah. And I turn around and there you are. And you are wearing overalls and you're holding a tree, a dead one.
Oh my God.
And you're like, found this cedar back on Route 66 on the way in. I knew.
Had a quick little tumble. I'll have my second coconut pie of the day, if you know what I mean.
And you do. And then you take that because you work at the furniture store.
Absolutely, I do. I'm a real guy's girl, you know?
And we're like, wow, she's making it. And then that's when you walk in, you take off the overalls. You're wearing a very fabulous outfit. And you are obviously like the head saleswoman.
I just sit on the wood.
You model on it.
I model on the wood.
And that's what sells it.
It really does. People come from far and wide.
And it's called Love with a Grain of Salt.
Because
the grain is like wood, and then the salt is for the salted caramel pie that I'm famous for at the diner.
Oh my God. And it's a smash hit.
And it, I mean, the ratings tank, but most people.
Ratings are really, people are very critical of the plot and just all that stuff.
They didn't know why we had to play all the townspeople as well.
Sure. And they didn't get it, is the thing. They didn't get it, but it's a cult classic.
And they did think that casting the Property Brothers was confusing for the love interest.
Well, yeah, but it was also a really good time.
But it was good. And Selma Hayek was in it.
Yeah. And Zooey Deschanel, although she wasn't in it, people said that I had her essence and she was on set the whole time, giving me her blessing.
Because she was the director.
She was the director. How exciting is that?
And she brought her ukulele to set every day and would play a
little ditty.
Play a ukulele version of that song that Steve Martin sings in The Jerk. Right. I know. You belong to someone new.
We had to sing it every day before we started. You belong
to me. Although we belong.
And you get it. Everybody.
And then we pan out.
Sort of gives me, yeah. And it's
cute.
The end. Beautiful. Absolutely stunning. Oh, what a dream.
What a dream. All right, guys. Well, that took all my fucking mental energy.
That was beautiful. And I loved every second of it.
But you know what doesn't take my mental energy? You guys, because I love you.
We love you guys so much.
We love
you. There won't be an episode next week because I'm on vacation. So if you need, you know, if please respect that.
Yeah, Patreon. Sure, go to the Patreon if you want more is what she's trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Or follow Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.